What's up there, workforce? Chris here.
Brian here.
And it is time to talk about our first impressions about a huge game, Smash Brothers Ultimate.
The it lives up to its name. There we go.
it is quite the game. So, Brian, I've got a couple of topics that I really look for when asking like a friend or somebody I trust about should I play a game? Because this day, just asking if a game is good doesn't really do it, because there's a lot of good games out there. And so when I have a little bit of time to add one more game to my life, I want to be sure I'm adding the game that fits me best. So the first question I have is, who do you think this game is designed for? What is the ideal player that's going to get the most out of this game?
Oh my gosh, like, this is a really good question. Before I answer it, I do want to say thanks to Nintendo for providing a copy of the game. We bought one and we were provided one, so we both could actually sit down and make this video. So thank you to Nintendo for that opportunity. Really thrilled. So from that perspective, so like, who would buy this game? So as somebody who spent money on this game I think is a fantastic party game, and it's a fantastic competitive game, and it's the only game that I personally am aware of or have played that fits and walks that line to a level of brilliance that is unmatched. And so for anybody who who has a like a collector, somebody who likes to collect things, this game's for you. Somebody who likes just to kind of play around and get a good laugh, this game's for you. For somebody who actually wants some kind of like RPG and some kind of story, and I haven't really done much of that, you have, so you'll be able to weigh in on that. I would say this, maybe you will answer this better, but I'd say this game's for you. For me, this game gives me a level of both a multiplayer aspect, a competitive aspect, and that party aspect. I've been on stream playing with my kids. I've been on stream playing with some incredible fighters that have just they've wiped the floor with me. And then sometimes I get lucky and have been able to battle back. The depth that this game offers is endless. Like the permutations. I think Matt Pat from Game Theory did this insane number of like, how much content is here? How many possible ways can you play this game? And it's ultimate. It's the ultimate. What's your take? How do you answer that, Chris?
So,
how do you...
I think first and foremost, this game is for somebody that likes fighting games, but that doesn't mean they're inherently good at them, because it has everything from a casual, I don't know anybody else with a Switch, I don't want to play online, single player mode, all the way up to catering to the tournament scene, and every level of party in between. But it is centered on, I like fighting games, and I may want to play them against computers. I may want to play them against people I know, people I don't know, the best of the best, my little brother. Like, it doesn't matter where you fall within that spectrum, but first and foremost, it is a fighting game. Mm-hmm. There's very little content in this game that is not fighting oriented.
That's true.
So that brings me to the other side of this question. If you met somebody and you're like, I know you're seeing all this hype around Smash, but I don't think the game is for you. Like, I think maybe you should look at one of the other million great titles coming out. Even if you just limit yourself to the Nintendo Switch, there's a lot of great content that has come out and is on its way out at the time of this recording. And I doubt that's stopping. So what is that player that you think maybe this is a pass for you? Maybe this isn't the game for you.
Obviously, anybody who is not a who absolutely just does not enjoy fighters, the weird cross is that sometimes you might find somebody who enjoys fighters but maybe doesn't like, you know, playing online. And the fact is this game has, like you said, more than enough content. But if you do not like fighters, and if you do not like my brain goes to fun, but that's just because I like fighters. I have a hard time divorcing myself from this title, to be completely honest. But you're right. If you're not into that, if you're looking for a platformer, this is not a platformer. If you're looking for something, anything but a fighter. But the thing is this, I go back to the positive side of it, that it's such an ode. It's such a love letter to video games and these characters and their history. And the fact that they bring in all these interesting like characters, just it also has me going, who's next? Like the realm of possibility, the imagination that I have, that the childhood like imagination of your favorite video game characters could literally come together. Obviously, they're going to be beating each other up or teaming together to beat up somebody. But oh gosh, yeah, I have a hard time with that because, oh man, how about you, Chris? Like.
So I would expand a little further than just maybe don't like fighters, because there's people out there that I think this game would, they would enjoy this game if they could find a way to try it, maybe at a friend's or something like that, that they don't traditionally like fighters, but they're intrigued. Mm-hmm. I've never been very good at fighting games. I've always played them kind of on somebody else's console. So maybe it's always been on a console I own. It's just always me playing at somebody else's house, which inherently means it's their controllers. They've practiced their, so like, my experience with fighters is I've had to find a way to have fun at them while being very bad at them, because even the games that I'm somewhat decent at, I'm always going to be worse than the people I'm playing against because it's their house. Like they're the ones who play on their own. And this game, as good or better than any other, has modes that will train you and teach you and things like that. So anybody who does own this game and wants to get better at it, I would say within the fighting genre, this game has a lot more like directional combos. Some games are better about that than others. I'm sure you can all think of examples of very technical fighters. This game has a lot of technical aspects to it for the fact that it's really A and B and directional. That's really the majority. There is grabs and things like that, but the vast majority of the of your time in this game is spent with a strong attack, a weak attack, and then are you dodging or shielding? And it's all directional. And if you're not taking advantage of your directionals in this game, there's so much going on the levels. There's so much movement, as opposed to maybe more of like a wrestling game or something like that, where everybody's on one flat space, that you're really leaving a lot of your character underutilized. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating the moment that the difficulty ramps up. Either you're playing a better player, or you're taking on multiple computers, or you're upping that computer difficulty to anything above like a 3 or a 4.
One interesting thing about the difficulty, though, that as a parent and, you know, who's playing with Maddie and with Julie and then also online, is that it does offer a lot of scaling and flexibility with that. You can have auto handicap on. You can control every aspect of this game in a way that is truly like, oh, cool. Like if I keep winning, we can scale up the CPU. But then if the CPU is like too hard, we can have the auto handicap to where eventually we kind of get that real competitive thing for the different scales. Because like between Julie, Maddie, myself, there's a wide range in skill gap, and the fact that we can kind of adjust it so everybody's having fun. And at the same time, it's not like one, like I, you know, I'm not having to just jump off the edge to give points to them so they don't always lose. But then we can kind of, we can have that real fun and almost kind of intense and silliness of it. I really appreciate that they have those level, those controls as a parent with children.
So the game mode really breaks down to a handful of modes. So you have the basic stock mode, which is what you think of as Smash on your local network or local console. Then you have online play, which is very different. And Nintendo hasn't totally, in my mind, mastered the online aspects to the same degree as like a PlayStation Network or an Xbox Live, but it is much better than it's been in the past. And I'm very impressed with the capabilities here. Mm-hmm. And then the capability of the matchmaking itself, what the game does, regardless of the online capabilities, how voice works and all that, is incredible. And then you have classic fighting, where you get to explore each individual fighter. And then you have this adventure mode, which is kind of a single player RPG playing through, I guess, the story of this Unlimited. I think that's kind of all four. If I missed any, feel free to add them in. Of those four, which one do you find you just cannot put down and you could not live without?
Right now, classic. The classic mode for me, as I'm preparing various guides and things like that, you know, kind of taking each character and putting like out basics to help, you know, people like, oh, why should you play Mario? And what do these skills really do to hopefully help people get better? As I've been doing that, I really like kind of take them through the classic, because it throws interesting things at you. And depending on obviously if they have the rights and the characters in the game, that they kind of build out these fun little fights. All of a sudden I was playing through as Pikachu, and then it was like, oh, it just became Pokemon battle after Pokemon battle. And I loved how it was themed that way. And then like playing as Mario, and then obviously it's going to pit you against Bowser and things of that nature. And then playing it, you know, it's like, that's one of the things I really enjoy. Plus they have the little mini game mode that's kind of baked into that, and it feels obviously very classic. This is coming from a long time Smash player who really kind of just dropped off after Brawl and didn't have the Wii U version either, but you know, coming back, it like I really enjoy that. I have not dove into Spirits more than like 10 minutes, but I've been hearing like even Matt Pat put together a video talking about like a game theory about the ending, and I'm like, great, I need to it's definitely on the list. It's definitely on the list to go in and play through it. You've had the opposite experience What's your answer to your question?
So my answer to the question is, I mean, I don't, obviously, I think we both agree that you couldn't build this game without stock mode. I mean, stock is the core of this game and everything else is a spinoff of that. But actually the RPG element has made this game so much more fun for me than any other, because I can explore different modes, I can explore different fights, and it kind of just deals them to me in this variety pack. You know, like when you get a box of chocolates and you're like, oh, I didn't know I liked that. Like, it's a good excuse to try just a little bit of everything, and then you can gravitate towards the modes. And then when you leave that mode, it doesn't feel this overwhelming Marioplex of possibilities. It feels much more like, okay, now I know within the modifiers that are out there and within the characters that I have unlocked, that these are the ones that I kind of gravitate towards, because the game is very, very large.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that question is, which mode could you live without? And in my mind, Classic is the one that could disappear, because online is what the community centers on. Stock is the core of the game, and the story has added something so unique for me that I think it's the flavor of this game, that while I think Classic is cool, it feels like an extra feature of Stock that I don't want it gone, and I love it as a feature of this game. But within the quadrant, it's the one that if I'd never discovered it, I would have still considered this a complete game.
What's great is that you keep going back to Stock, and it's like, I rarely actually play Stock. I usually play Time. And that's just kind of how I've always kind of done it and built it. And that's one of the coolest things. The fact that I can build out also various game modes and save those rule sets is so important, because I have a rule set for Maddie, and that's like, okay, all it's going to auto adjust. Then I have one for the other things, and I can kind of build that out. And then, but then I can have it to where I can kind of like select various levels. So like for like the Maddie playlist, literally it's okay, I'm going to focus in on levels that aren't going to get crazy. So that way, you know, it's like, it's not going to really kind of throw her for a loop. She's still working on the movement and the jumping and the attacking and kind of weaving that all in together. But then obviously she's still young. But, you know, that's just what it is. It's like you say the core aspect of is Stock, and maybe that is. But it's like, OK, like there's Stock, Stanima, Time. And then you could just do all kinds of things. Sure. You can variate that so much. And that's one of the things I think that is obviously very attractive about Smash Brothers and Smash Brothers Ultimate as a product, is that it feels, you feel the love and the passion, you feel respected as a gamer, you feel like somebody is like, you know what, if we put just a little bit more polish on this, it's going to improve overall. And it's such a small thing. It's just these little touches that end up going such a long way, because it's like, oh yeah, I kept finding myself, it'd be nice if I could, and then it's like, I can. Obviously with some exceptions to the online. And the question is that an issue with Smash, or is that an issue with the overall still infancy architecture of the Switch Online? Because you can't invite a friend into your game. And that was the thing. I was like, I'm used to that. Like, hey, we're on Xbox, we're on PlayStation. Hey, come in. You can make a room. People can join. I found that really valuable. It was like, hey, here's the room. Come on, guys. Otherwise, it ended up being, you know, it'd be nice if I could just say, invite, and they would get a message and they can just load right in. But that's, I think, a weakness of the Switch rather than a weakness of the game.
So here's a chance to kind of do one of both, and maybe they play off of each other.
Okay.
What in your mind is the one aspect of this game that utterly surprised you and is one of the most joyous things that you didn't expect or didn't need? And then what is the weakness of this game? What is the thing that you're like, oh my gosh, like this could really turn people off?
The thing that surprised me, it comes down just to the sheer amount of characters. And I played as Incineroar the other day and loved it. It was just, I loved everything about like that. And they have so many characters, like the level for Final Fantasy VII's Cloud, where you can get the materia and it blows up and it messes with the level. It was so cool how they're bringing in these summons. It is a love letter of video games is what this is. That's the positive. The negative has to be lacking in being able to do like voice chat through the system. Like literally, it's okay. How do you use voice chat on a Switch? Discord. Like this is the best. This game especially is probably the best advertisement for another service than anything else. But the connection is at least like I haven't had too many issues with lag, even over Wi-Fi. I do want to pick up the Ethernet adapter to see if that even has any more positive
impact. Because your dog doesn't have one.
Because it does. Well, here's who knows. It could be. I'm thinking. I don't know. I would love to see them refresh the dock and it just have an Ethernet port. Especially because when the guy who makes this game's like, perhaps pick up the Ethernet port. It would be nice to if Nintendo said, you know what? Here's the new dock.
Or at least in the deluxe, like, collector's edition Smash Brothers comes with a case. Like, it just comes with that adapter.
It's like, you're going to want this because the Wi-Fi is we'll I've heard, I have heard, like from Fusion, who I do Aetherite Radio with, him and his wife were out with some friends, and they were doing five players over Wi-Fi or, like, over local, you know, wireless, and they said there were some lag issues. And so that also is, like, you know... Maybe, you know, with rumors of a new Switch coming, that maybe we'll see a better level of improvement there. Because, man, it'd be cool to get, like, eight people with eight Switches in a room, only if it did what it was supposed to do. But how about you? Same question to you.
So the thing that delighted me is how much content there is regardless of what I'm feeling like. A lot of times with a game that's centered on a genre outside of, like, MMORPG, where they've gotten so broad... I mean, 14 and WoW and any game like that, there's everything from like little mini games to collecting pets to, so there's just so much to do that like, sometimes you're feeling like, man, I want something really intense. And sometimes you're like, I just want to chill and level fishing. And so to have a fighter game like this, you kind of jokingly, when we were first playing it together, said like, is this an MMO? And yeah. Like, it's a fair question, because from the standpoint of like, when I'm laying in bed, my wife's reading a book, I can just be knocking out the easy story ones, the ones with like 1700 difficulty, just collecting up spirits. And then, you know, we can hop on and have a game night and I can play against people that are just literally hurting my head, how much better they are than anything I can even fathom. And like, there's everything in between. So no matter what I'm feeling like, if I have 5 minutes while my wife and I are driving to dinner, I could totally be that little kid and be like, well, I'm going to bring my Switch. I mean, I'm not going to sit in the back. That'd make her feel weird, but I'm going to sit in the passenger seat and play my Switch on the way there.
Yeah.
And the other side of that is, I could sit there and play this for hours and hours and hours. So I'm really blown away by just how flexible the content is for a game that, like, when you describe, like, oh, it's a fighter game with a bunch of characters from different games and universes. It's like, okay. My fear is that you have people that come into this game with an expectation of, my favorite character is X, right? I want to play Martha. I want to play Ike. I want to play whoever. And either A, that character is not interpreted the way they wanted it to be interpreted, and that's kind of on them for the expectation, or B, a legitimate fear in my thing is that, like, the IGN unlock guide or whatever just says, like, oh, it's going to take X hours for you to get to that character. And so you go out and you buy this game for $60 because you and all your friends are all from the same town and you're all going to be back in town for Christmas. And so you're going to take one evening away from your families and you're all going to go hang out at somebody's house. And you show up at the house and you've got 10 characters to choose from, or eight, or whatever small number it starts with, of 74 in the game. And you're like, oh, well, six of us are sitting in a room and five of us don't have our favorite character available. So the fact that there's not, like, at least in like the online mode or something where it lets you kind of have access to the other characters from other players in the lobby, or some feature that gives you like a jump start for people who are just picking the game up.
Yeah.
It's really hard to swallow.
Since you bring that up, since the online is the only mode that doesn't have character unlocks associated with it, because I'm unlocking characters no matter what I'm doing. When I'm playing Classic, Smash, or Spirits. So being that there's no way that happens in the online mode is a little bit unfortunate, because like you said, it's like if we all come together and then, oh, you want that character, well, you need to go kind of grind him out so you can have him over here in this online match that we're running. It would be nice. It would have been nice to have if in that mode, especially in those like private thing, is like, hey, listen, everybody's open. Just pick your character and go. Otherwise, it's because it kind of felt like, well, I want to go grind these characters out so that we can then play together, because I haven't got every character. I don't know what my favorite's going to be. The question, it's funny because, like, you know, I did, you know, I'm jokingly saying that, you know, is it an MMO? But it's like, you know, you hear varying MMO terms. Like, what are you going to main? What character are you going to main? What is
going to be? You haven't leveled up your number of characters enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really cool concept. But yeah, I think I can see how that's a definite weakness kind of the online. Because then, you know, it forces you to not go do this. It forces you into that other thing where everything you do on the other side is progressing you through the game and through the collection, kind of the collection game that is also present in Smash.
Absolutely. So in kind of wrapping up, because this is just early impressions, to review a game we really like to beat it, and we still haven't done a very good job defining what beat it is. Is it unlock all 74 and beat the story and beat classic and be able to take on X number of level 10s? Like, what is that definition? It's very hard with a game this broad. We have this issue when we talk about MMOs here on the channel. What is the last question for the day is, what is the lasting impact of this game? Based on just your initial impressions, where do you see this impacting the industry, the Switch, the Smash community, fighting community? Just what impact does this have, good and bad?
I think that this, in theory, they're releasing a Smash pack of DLC, and the question is that if any of those characters are overpowered, like, how does that flow into the overall balance? I could easily see that. And I don't know if this will happen, because I know games as a service can put a bad taste in people's mouth. But if this became the last Smash Brothers ever released, and it ended up just being supported with new characters and new updates, whether you had to pay for them or whether they were provided, that I think would be the ideal. That if the Switch 2 comes out, that it's still, this is the Smash game. Like, we're adding on to that. And they could always release various, you know, like, oh, here's the, you know, the 2018, or here's the 2019 Smash Ultimate, 2020 Smash Ultimate. And then that way, from a community perspective, it ends up being just this living, breathing game that, like, maybe you play, like, hardcore for a long time, and then maybe you take a break, and then maybe you come back, because now there's more things to unlock, there's more, you know, all kinds of things like that. I don't know if that's the right way to go about it, but that's something that I think that can be a positive side to it, in that regards. That the lasting impact, it's substantial to see a game this this well polished, delivering this much content, and still being $60. Like, it just seems like we got way more for our dollar in this case. But what do you think?
It definitely is a bargain for the price. I think that you bring up an interesting point about DLC. Mm-hmm. We've had a big conversation, both actual conversations and just with public opinion and just the feeling around the gaming community. When you look at games like Octopath Traveler and God of War coming out and just being these existing lasting splashes, and you buy it and it's done. And then you look at these other games that are moving down this DLC route, and we look at DLC not being supported for Final Fantasy 15, and you look at these games that try to bridge the gap between those God of Wars and Octopaths and the World of Warcraft and Final Fantasies, where there's a subscription model to sustain that. And that in-between desert seems to be very, very harsh and very hard to survive in. Mm-hmm. Some games do well. I think like Halo did really well with a lot of free content being continually supported, and they did that off of basically a loot box. And that's what funded that. And, you know, you look at Fortnite being free to play and is funded off of a very similar. So, I mean, there's definitely a spectrum there. And I think this game is big enough that it's going to be able to make an impact on that. I do kind of wonder what the Switch gets known as. And so I'm wondering if this is the game that helps further define the Switch. When it first came out, it was very much a Zelda machine. And then it was a Zelda machine that could also play Mario. And then it has slowly moved into the traditional Nintendo party, as we've seen Mario Kart really boom. I mean, it was out very early, but it took a while under the shadow of other things. You look at Mario Party being out. Now you look at Smash being out. If you haven't played Mario Party, spot on. It's exactly the I just punched my friend in the face because he got a star for no reason game that it should be. So I think that this game in my mind really helps solidify the Switch as not a one-off. A lot of people are like, I don't want to buy a console
for one game.
Yeah. I just have one game. This is just another Switch game that once again has delivered more than it costs to buy it.
The best news,
I feel a ton of value there.
The best news for me is that with the fact that the Switch battery will eventually, you know, drain, that forces me to go to bed. Like, I've been having a hard time putting this game down, and that's actually been a really, really fun thing. So I can't, you know, we're not ready to review it, because I think that I think this is going to be. I think honestly, are people still playing this in a month? Are people still playing this in 2 months? By the time we probably have beaten this game, you know, we'll be able to, I think give it a true review of what do we feel like the life of this is going to be. But I really feel like it's a game that could really speak to a lot of people. And if you're not even into fighters, maybe if you know somebody who has a game, you should go check it out. Because this could surprise you, because it's not, you know, it's not, but it is. So they really nailed it, I think.
Well, perfect, guys. So definitely feel free to leave your comments down below. Give people advice on kind of what aspects of the game you're loving, what aspects of the game, you know, maybe you could see how somebody might find a little disappointing. Save them the pain there. And just let us know. I think the game is definitely worth its value. I think in general, there's been very few major Switch titles that have come out that you're not getting way more than the cost in value there. That's really our initial thoughts. That's our initial review. Brian, you got a ton of guides coming down the pipe. You've got a big undertaking that you're taking on. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that a little here? I know we're about to do a big announcement about it.
Yeah, well, just as an aside, we're going to be putting together kind of getting starting guides, you know, kind of one-on-one guides to each character. And it's obviously 74 characters plus any DLC characters. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I started doing a few and then I loved it. Like, I absolutely just enjoyed diving in, making sure I understood the character at least well enough to be able to communicate the core basics with the idea to help you like understand why you should pick this character or how to defend against this character, because here's their abilities. So I really enjoyed it. The videos ended up being around like 6 minutes, which I feel is like really a perfect length for characters, especially when we're talking about 74. So it's not like here's a 30-minute guide on, you know, on each character. That would be like, that'd be insane. But no, as I just kind of taking it on because that's one of the things I like to do. I like to be able to provide my take on things and be able to kind of see how, like, explain how I think about these. I love fighting games. I always have. We don't really cover them a lot on the channel in that regard. So this is kind of the first one I feel like kind of fits in that way, because it is such a love, and the fact that Nintendo's made YouTube changes. So we can do that. It ended up kind of, I was like, well, I can post a video of Smash. Let's do this thing. So my goal, I was telling Chris, we'll see if I can hit it, is to really try to prepare three a day. So you'll be seeing a lot of those. And we'll do an announcement kind of that officially.
So I think that's really a great place to leave it. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We look forward to carrying this conversation on with you guys in the comments and on the community game nights. This is not a game that's just going to be one and done. It's going to be around for a while, especially as we're kind of in a lull with, you know, 14 as we prepare for what's going to be a crazy sprint for us. And WoW is just getting spun up into season 2. So it's a great time for us to enjoy this game. Hopefully it's a great time for you to get in on it. Let us know your thoughts. This is Chris with Work to Game.
And I'm Brian with Work to Game.
Thank you so much for watching. And we'll see you next time.
Take care.
Hey guys, it's me. Oh, well, if you don't know me, my name's Terry. I'm a beautiful Tyrannosaurus from Texas. And it doesn't get more country than that. I tell you what, I grew up in these parts. I was resurrected by a ghost. And that ghost told me that I need to come out and hang out on Work to Game's YouTube channel to tell everybody they should totally hit that thumbs up. Thumbs down make Terry hungry. It makes me hungry. You hear me? Hungry. Anyway, Terry, just keep it together. Keep it together, Terry. All right, guys. So without doubt, be sure to hit that thumbs up button and hit subscribe if you haven't already, to see more of me and my beautiful nose. Okay, all right. Good talking to you. I'll see you guys soon. I'll see you real soon. Terry, the Tyrannosaurus from Texas.